this is Dave Kale. You know, we all try to make sense of the world and our lives within it by forming conclusions about the world. For example, we have probably all concluded that the sun rises in the east every morning and that our mothers love us. Now, we assemble these conclusions gradually over time and eventually consolidate them into a set of beliefs that is often called a worldview. Now, all of this generally takes place on a subconscious level. Without these conclusions, we would have a very difficult time getting through every day. But we have formed some of these conclusions because we have observed them in nature. You know, the sunrise in the east is one example. Others, particularly in the realm of politics and religion, have generally been taught to us in our formative years. They are beliefs as opposed to observations of natural phenomena, and we believe them because we've been told to. Now, at some point in our development, we have formed beliefs about most of the important things in our lives. It's then that our maturation process dictates that to continue to grow, we must replace some previously held beliefs with different ones. For example, we may have attended a left-leaning, socialist-oriented university and been taught that capitalism is evil. Okay, so we have that belief. However, when we get out into the real world, we discover that capitalism provides us with a job and opportunities. We revise our beliefs. We've replaced one belief with another. Now, this process is called growth. And human beings have the capacity to think and grow for their entire lifetime, although few actually do. What seems to happen most frequently is that people level off at some point in the process and stop growing. Now, we're all familiar with the common belief that the older a person becomes, the more set in his ways he or she becomes. In other words, the less likely they will challenge their beliefs. Now, as a veteran sales trainer, I can personally vouch for this idea that older salespeople are generally the most difficult to change. But resistance to growth doesn't have to be an age-related phenomena. We all know people who have arrested in their development somewhere along the line. This can happen to a 20-something as easily as to a 60-something. Arrested development is unfortunate for the individual. It robs him or her of a fuller and more complete life, of enriching discoveries and relationships, and often robs them of economic enhancement. In other words, when someone stops growing, they stop expanding their spheres of relationships. They become limited to the group of folks they have known. They often plateau at an economic level as they no longer learn new job skills or seek new opportunities. The boundaries around their lives become rigid, and they fence themselves in to a shrinking, not expanding world. While arrested development in an individual is sad, when it becomes more common in a group, it becomes a danger to society. Just as the boundaries of an individual grow more limited when he or she stops growing, so too does the society at large. Now, one of the essential ingredients to growth and development is the continuous exposure to new ideas and new experiences. When we entertain ideas from those who don't believe exactly what we believe, it helps us either to confirm or to question our own beliefs. It leads to a greater understanding of others. It stretches our psyche and develops us into a more complete human being. In our college student example above, it took the exposure to real-world economic experiences to change that recent graduate's belief. Now, if he or she had remained cloistered in the university cocoon, she would likely have never changed her belief. It took the exposure to a new experience and new idea to cause a belief to change. Now, here's a very personal example of how this works. My wife and I were foster parents for a number of years, and one of our foster children was a teenager who had escaped from what was then communist Albania. One thing led to another, and eventually we hosted John, his 80-year-old father, for a week's visit to the U.S. Upon leaving to return to Albania, John said this, quote, "For my whole life, I was led to believe that we were the richest country on earth. Now I see that we are the poorest. It's like my whole life has been wasted." Now, we couldn't help but feel for him. You know, he'd been led to believe a lie, and that belief shaped his actions and his attitude and organized his life. Now, at an age where there was little to be done about it, he regretted his life lived in accordance with a belief that turned out to be false. The entire country was deceived by a dictator eager to stay in power. There was a reason why it was the most closed society on earth at the time. New ideas would threaten the powerful movers and shakers. Now, while not nearly as poignant and heartbreaking as John's experience, we all allow the same thing, false beliefs, to impact our thinking and therefore our businesses and our lives. Exposure to new ideas and new experiences is so fundamental to human growth and development that it can be used as a gauge for the growth that follows. Where there is widespread and continuous exposure to new ideas and experiences, people grow. Where there isn't, they don't. Now, what causes arrested development? Learning and growing is the natural state of human beings. Our Creator programmed that into us. Infants, toddlers, teens, adults are all programmed to continually encounter new ideas and experiences and to regularly fold new conclusions into their heads. It takes the intervention of some force of sufficient power to knock us off track and bounce us into mindlessness. Here's three such sources. Number one is fear. Now, at some point in our development, we become afraid of new experiences, new ideas. We may not be aware of that fear, but it's still the source of avoidance. We get to the point where we value what we have and want to protect it. Now, that can be the physical things like our homes and our jobs, or it can be the image of ourselves that has taken us some time to develop. In my work for sales with salespeople, for example, I see this fear take the form of a fear of exposure. They have developed an image of themselves as somewhat knowledgeable and competent, and are afraid that new ideas and new experiences may expose them as less competent than they want to think they are. The way to avoid that potential exposure is to fend off the new idea. Very few people will admit to being afraid. Normally, this takes the form of excuses, which absolve them of having to confront new ideas. Oh, I'm too busy. Or, I already knew that. Or, I have my own system. All of these are fear-based attempts to defer being confronted with new ideas. Of course, fear can manifest itself in ways other than fear of exposure. I see more and more commonly today the fear of rejection as being a ubiquitous reason for people to avoid new ideas. This fear says that if I encounter a different idea, I may be somehow changed by it, and that will place me outside the pack. Better to go along with the crowd and avoid contact with any new idea. As I'm writing this, the news is full of a well-known Hollywood actor shouting F Trump, and the Hollywood elite giving him a standing ovation. Now, that's a great example of the pack mentality. The college kids who shout down a speaker with a point of view different from that which they have been taught provide another example of arrested development motivated by fear. It's more important to be part of the pack than it is to have a correct view on things, and they're afraid of being ostracized. In these and multiple other examples, to actually consider an idea outside of those accepted by your pack might put you outside it. That's to be feared. Better to just go along with the crowd. So fear is probably the biggest thing that arrests our development. Here's another one, laziness. Face it, it's harder to make changes than it is remain in the status quo. It takes time, energy, and often intentionality to confront a new idea, learn from that, and roll it into your routines. It's far easier to just not bother. Some people just don't have the motivation or energy to change, and so they avoid new ideas because they're lazy. And here's another one, contentment. Now, this can be a combination of the two mentioned above. Frequently, people develop to the point where life is good. They have a comfortable income level, their family's settled, their job's well in hand, they're comfortable. That contentment serves as a counterweight to the prospect of encountering new ideas. Better just hang around with the people with whom you're comfortable and remain with the ideas that have worked for you thus far. Well, there's three strong forces that arrest our development. Here's a view of what the opposite looks like. People who continue to grow and develop their entire life are those who actively seek out other ideas, unafraid of the potential challenges to the status quo that might accompany them and make them comfortable enough, they're comfortable enough with themselves to take the risk. Here's some pictures of what this looks like in real life. For example, one of my clients, the owner of a small business, says this. He tries to have lunch once a month with a good thinker from outside the industry. Let me repeat that. I think it's great. He tries to have lunch once a month with a good thinker from outside the industry. In so doing, he methodically encounters new ideas. Business executives and salespeople who regularly buy the books, download the podcasts, and attend the seminars and conferences. That's an example of exposing yourself to new ideas. Exposing yourself to experts or those who have deeply studied an issue in a time-tested way encounter new ideas. Housewives who read the magazines, search the internet, and talk to other folks to gain new ideas on their issues. That's another example. The world's full of good ideas. And by seeking them out, you find them. Another example is students who attend the occasional class taught by someone at the opposite end of the political spectrum. The courage to listen to someone with whom you may disagree seems like a rare commodity these days. So the bottom line is this. While the trend in our society is toward more and more mindlessness, if you're going to continue to grow and develop and come close to achieving the potential you have for you and your business, you must actively seek out new ideas and new experiences. That's just as true for organizations and societies as it is for individuals. When we as a society aggressively avoid new ideas and new experience, we arrest the development of that society and put it at risk. When we do the same for our businesses and our personal lives, we have the same impact. We arrest the development of that organization and ourselves, and we put it at risk. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.